Oh, that's clever. Yeah, use those as beacons, sure. Why not? So, I know on the HF bands, you know, I use FT8, a portion of the band. It's just been a wonderful, you don't need beacons anymore. All you got to do is just tune into the FT8 frequency, and you can generally get a pretty damn good idea of what the band conditions are. Although they can be overly ambitious or give you overconfidence, because, man, I'll tell you what, even when the bands are dead, they seem like there's stuff going on.
Yeah, well. Yeah, well, FT8 can work with extremely weak signals. FT8 can work with extremely weak signals. So, but yes, but the key to the FT8 is to listen to both cycles. Don't just, okay, I hear somebody, the band's got, you have to see if you're hearing both cycles before you, you know, because I don't have any way to decode that, but I've learned that just because I tune there and hear a signal, I have to make sure that I hear the next cycle. And if I hear only one or two stations in that cycle, then I know the band's not that great. But if I hear a crowd, a huge crowd of signals, then I know, then I got pretty good hope that the rest of the band might be doing okay.